waited all week. Finally, the 32nd card is out. Pit Pass Moto Racing Weekly is on the air. Join the Pit Pass crew as they take you into the world of high power, dirt eating, intense high-flying action with the biggest names in the sport. Now, here's the crew.
Welcome back, Pit Pass Moto Racing Weekly. Top of the hour. Hour two, Jack. We haven't even got a chance to thank you. You got to swing the mic around. Got to shut it off. Got to turn it back on.
Hi, Jason.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
You know what? I can't complain. Are we doing an okay job without Scott here?
Yes, we're doing an okay job. Scott is on assignment tonight, and we'll be back next week.
Yep. And then also, too, we'd like to mention each hour that Tony is still alive and well. Tony Wink, our legendary founder of this here radio show.
But why doesn't he return phone calls? That's my question.
You know, it's a little different when you're cleaning up a hurricane.
I understand that. I'm kidding.
And actually, now it sounds like they may be all loading up their trucks and rigs and skid loaders and everything they got down there and maybe going to Florida now. So, to help them to clean up relief down in Florida. So, but anyway, well, up to our next guest. We're going to start this hour off right. And they have a competition. And this competition is called Last Man Standing. Now, you may ask yourself, what exactly is that all about? But I think once we start talking about this race, I think you'll understand exactly what they mean by last man standing. And the gentleman that's going to join us, Ryan Moss, he can probably explain that because he got a direct invitation from KTM and Red Bull to come do the last man standing competition. Ryan, how are you tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome, man. And before we go any farther, man, this is how I'm going to set you up. Now, this is the note that I have. He has won at least one local championship for the past 14 years, all the way from 80cc's to AA in Enduros and Hair Scrambles. Wow, that's an accomplishment.
Thanks a lot.
You had to work your butt off for that one.
Yeah.
Don't thank us. You did it.
Yeah, man, that's an accomplishment right there. I mean, Ricky Carmichael can't even say that yet.
Oh, I think he's a couple steps ahead of me, though.
Well, come on. He hasn't got 14 years of championships, so.
Yeah, I've had, I've been lucky and put some good rides in and just stayed focused throughout those years and had a lot of fun along the way, so.
And locally, you're the 99, the 2003, 2004, 2005 District 22 champion, 2003, 2004, 2005, which, by the way, 2004, 2003 are consecutive with District 22, the District 16 points. And then 95, 96, and 2000, a National Hair Scramble champion.
Yeah.
Wow, I had my facts and ducks in a row, didn't I?
Yeah, you're doing pretty good there.
Well, so that's an awful lot of traveling.
Yeah, I've averaged racing probably 40 to 50,000 miles a year, traveling around the country.
Wow.
So.
Wow, and you're not doing it in a big rig, probably just a cube van or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we got the Ford cargo van all set up, and I've been fortunate my father's helped me out quite a bit. Me and him pile in the truck and head out for the weekend and make it back in time for work.
Well, let's talk about this. You know, you've done all these things. We've talked about your accomplishments, and that's what's brought you to this point, the last man standing. Let's talk about this event. Explain to our listeners a little bit that don't know about this event what exactly entails.
What they've done is they've put together a pretty challenging race from what it sounds like. It's four laps. Each lap is 40 miles long. And what they'll do is they'll have 200 riders, the top 200 in the country were invited. About 150 local, regional-type champions, and then about 50 of the U.S. and some of the European professional riders. So all 200 riders are going to start out at once. They'll do my understanding is they're going to do like a bomb run, kind of like a desert type start. And the race will be, you know, full out for this 40-mile lap. It's supposed to include everything from rocky trial sections to wide open desert style stuff to enduro type, handlebar type trees where you can't even fall over. And
where's this going to take place at?
It's going to be in Vulture, Texas, which is, I guess, right kind of in the line of Oklahoma and Texas border in that area.
Hmm. Well, Ryan, I can actually say I'm glad I wasn't invited.
Yeah, that sounds like a whole lot of work.
That sounds like fun.
Like fun to you, right, though?
Yeah, it's, I love the challenging hard events. For some of the riders out there that are familiar with the Moose Run, where no one, every year 10 people finish it. I ride that every year. And thought, but, you know, I like the challenging runs and like to beat myself up, I guess.
Well, we have Dusty McDonald in the studio from Farm Boy Films. And, Dusty, got a question?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was down at Guy Cooper's just the other day, and he was talking about this race, and it sounded like it was something he really wanted to do because he likes that challenging stuff. He rides the woods down there that I can't even ride through it, and he's flying through it, so sounds like that's something he would really like to do.
Well, Dusty, help me out before we go back to Ryan. What's the name of that race that Travis races in? And Kenny, they go over to Europe. What's the name of that race?
Ayersburg.
The Ayersburg Rodeo.
Yeah, yeah. Is that something you want to do in the future as well, too? Sounds similar to what this Red Bull event's going to be.
Yeah, and actually Red Bull puts that event on, and I think this is kind of a takeoff the U.S. version. And I, from what I understand, the four-time winner of that event, Chris, I think it's Pfeiffer, he's actually coming over to this last man standing to battle with the rest of us.
So it's a distant relative of Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Is there any word if Travis is going to do it?
I heard rumors he was invited and going to do it. But then I heard a rumor he got hurt at one of the 24-hour events.
Yeah, Glenn Hill, and he got hurt.
So I haven't heard for sure if he's in or not.
The guy could do a double backflip and land it and stick it and ride away, but he crashes on the first lap of Glenn Hill. Poor guy.
Yeah.
He can't win. Oh, man, but what a great athlete he is. So, but let's go back to you a little bit. What are you doing to train for this? I mean, this is going to be a huge event, right? I mean, you got to be ready for this. What are you doing to get ready for it?
Pretty much the same thing I've always done. I race just about every weekend. I try to hit the treadmill if my son will let me at night. And try to do the typical local guy stuff where you try to eat right and put some riding time in. But I'm just racing every weekend and hope that does it.
Where are you from?
From Rockford, Illinois.
Good town of Rockford.
Yeah.
Huh.
Just a little north of Rockford.
That town parties. Only when Arena Cross comes to town.
I'm at a big party then.
Well, hey, are you going to race the Enduro Cross?
Yeah.
Is that right?
No, I'm going out to watch it, but this year I didn't decide to try to qualify. I got some friends that'll be there trying to qualify, so I'll go cheer them on.
What do you think about that? Do you think it's a hoax? Do you like it? Give me your feelings on it.
I saw a couple years ago, you know, internet stuff that Europe was doing. I always thought it was a cool thing to do. It, you know, gives that intense off-road stuff to the public where they can see it instead of, you know, walking 20 miles out in some woods section. And, you know, the Vegas one, everybody I talked to that went last year said it was the best race entertainment that they had been to. And, you know, based on that, as soon as I saw they were having it again, I'm like, I got to go check it out.
Well, you're talking about a totally different style of riding, too. I mean, like the Red Bull event and everything. It's not so much of who's the guy that can run just flat out fast. It's a lot more technical and skill.
Right, yeah. Everybody that went, you know, like I said, every lap there was, you know, it was the top guys in the U.S. And, they, you know, David Knight from Europe was over here. And they said every lap someone was crashing and you know, just it was just entertainment. And it was, you know, awesome to see it.
See, I like to see that, too. I like to see the crashes, but that's just because it makes me feel good that I'm not the only one who does it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I just look at this stuff, man. They got them going through ponds and huge boulders and all kinds of cool stuff. So it should be an interesting race. Are you going to race in the future, you think?
I'd hope to. Actually, this year we already had our tickets and stuff before I kind of found out they were letting the, you know, regional people try out for it. So, I didn't really get a chance to go, but yeah, I'd like to try it, and I'm hoping some more series, you know, more people promote them across the U.S.
I think it would definitely be a cool. I got to imagine it's a pretty expensive event to try to put a course up in a big venue.
Yeah, you know, it sure looks like it. They, you know, they drag a bunch of boulders and all the logs and put ponds in, so it's got to be an expensive thing to do.
You know, Jason, and I bet Tony will remember this, but back in the day, water hazard actually used to be part of the Supercross track. It was actually, they used to have a water hole, but I'm talking like a long time ago, back when, you know, they just got off horses kind of thing. Tony remembers, don't you, Tony?
No, Tony says he doesn't remember.
Yes, he does.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about, we've only got a few minutes left. We actually got 4 minutes left, to be exact. Let's talk about your equipment, your sponsors. Who do you want to thank, and who's gotten you this far?
I got to thank my parents, of course. They got me started and have kept me going all these years. My dad's been a key part of my team, I guess. He's my mechanic and drives me around all the time. But I'll be riding a KTM 200 EXC unless my new bike shows up in the next week or week here. But I'd like to thank Moose. They've been behind me for quite a few years. The people at ProGrip make some great goggles. And Enduro Engineering's been a great sponsor, keeping my bike protected with all their hard parts. And one of my dealers, Motorsports Factory, keeps me supplied with parts and gets them to me on time. And the guys at Braking and One Industries and probably ProTech Enduro Concepts. They make some great computer protection for our Enduro stuff. So those guys have been taking care of me for a couple years. And I have to thank my wife for letting me go race 20-plus times a year, you know, through the winter.
That's the one that sometimes guys leave out. That's probably one of the most important ones.
I guarantee you they only leave it out once.
Yeah, you learn pretty fast to include the wife in there.
You know, it's amazing that you mentioned computers because that just blows my mind. I jump on a guy, you know, a buddy of ours that races Enduros, and he's got the watchdog or whatever the computer is that they have on their dashes, and I'm just like, what the heck is this thing for, you know?
It's always fun when a motocrosser or, you know, a trail rider hops on my bike and wants to see it and everything. He just looks at the handlebars and asks, you know, he's like, what's this dashboard for? And I got all this stuff on there.
Does it play games?
It's GPS enabled.
I'd need it because I guarantee at some point I'd be off the track sitting there going, well, Tetris, maybe.
How old are you, Ryan?
30 years old.
Huh.
So, been racing a long time now.
Still younger than most of us.
Yeah.
Still younger than, well, not me, but.
Well.
But it's amazing that you guys are, that I can't ride for more than two or three laps. I can't imagine going for 40-mile loops and doing that four times in a row. So,
yeah, and then the best part is two laps will be at nighttime, so you got to be familiar with riding at night also.
Oh, wow, the whole lighting system better all work, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping it works since I've never ridden at night. So.
Are you going to put the one on your helmet also?
Yeah, I've been researching some of that, so hopefully I'll find the right one, and hopefully I'll make it that far to the nighttime races and get to try it out.
Well, you're pretty modest. I have to say that, Ryan. I think you're going to do well. Your background and your championships have definitely proven that. You're more than just a local fast guy in our book. Definitely good luck.
Apparently with Red Bull, too.
And definitely with Red Bull as well, too. So, Ryan Moss, best of luck to you at this Last Man Standing event.
All right. Thanks for your time, bud.
Hey, don't worry about it. You're welcome anytime here on Pit Pass Radio. So, well, we'll be right back. Oh, we've got a big one. We got Jerry Bernardo coming up next, straight from the X Games.
Awesome.
Hey,
do you think Bruce Willis is going to be the last man standing?
I don't think Bruce Willis is going to be there.
I'm just worried.
He's the last Boy Scout. All right, this is Pit Pass Radio. We'll be right back.
What's the real secret to horsepower? Not losing it. That's why motorcycle racing champions worldwide choose Engine-Ice High-Performance Coolant, the number one motorcycle coolant and antifreeze. Engine-Ice High-Performance Coolant is biodegradable, non-toxic, and reduces operating temperatures by as much as 50 degrees. Racers who've used Engine-Ice High-Performance Coolant have won over 375 championships, and it offers excellent performance in all types of water-cooled motorcycles, ATVs, and snowmobiles. Demand the best. Demand Engine-Ice High-Performance Coolant.
Don't settle for less than the original. Get your Hot Rods aftermarket cranks and rods now to improve your performance on the track. Hot Rods crankshafts are sold complete, factory assembled, and true to OEM specs. And they're completely rebuildable with genuine hot rod connecting rods. Hot Rods are double forged to improve grain flow and overall performance. At Hot Rods, we race and ride ourselves. We want affordable, convenient products designed for racing. That's Hot Rods aftermarket cranks and rods. Get Hot Rods at your local dealer today.
If you're looking for the most intense sport ATV out there, there's only one place to go. Storm Lake Honda in Storm Lake, Iowa. They've got this season's Formula USA Pro Quad Champion, the 2005 Honda TRX 450R. Its engine is based on the incredibly potent CRF 450R unicam 4-stroke, and its suspension can only be described as state-of-the-art. It has a one-piece cast aluminum swing arm and ProLink rear suspension. Honda, best on earth. Remember, Honda recommends this ATV only for highly experienced riders 16 years or older and recommends all ATV riders to take a training course.
From our studios in Des Moines, Iowa, this is Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly. We'll be right back. Des Moines Sports Station 1460, this is KXNO.
Have you noticed how expensive trucks are these days? They're a major investment, and if you're looking for a bed liner that will not only protect your truck but will last, you need to see Lance, the owner of Line-X of Des Moines. Line-X is a spray-on bed liner that will last longer, look better, and protect your truck from damage. Line-X spray-on bed liners are not just for trucks, though. You can get a quality Line-X spray application on your work van, trailers, ATV beds, and marine boat applications. A Line-X spray-on bed liner will not only protect and last, but will also add to the resale value of your vehicle. Best of all, since Line-X is a spray-on application, there's no worrying about water getting underneath your liner to cause any rust. Your new Line-X spray-on bed liner will only take about 2 hours to apply, and it looks great when it's done. Every Line-X application is a custom job. Line-X even has a soy base that's environmentally safe. Call 515-276-8233 and ask for Lance. Once you get a Line-X spray-on bed liner, you'll be a customer for life. Remember, Line-X of Des Moines has you covered.
Hi, everybody. It's Scott Casper for Jack Daly on Construction. Currently, Jack is building three houses, one located in the Culver Ridge development on Des Moines' south side. This is a $250,000 house, which includes four bedrooms, four and a half baths, and an office. The house sits on a walkout lot. Call Joe Henry at Iowa Realty at 208-7312 for more details. That's Jack Daly on Construction. Give them a call at 321-JACK. That's 321-5225.
If you're looking for the most intense sport ATV out there, there's only one place to go. Storm Lake Honda in Storm Lake, Iowa. They've got this season's Formula USA Pro Quad Champion, the 2005 Honda TRX 450R. Its engine is based on the incredibly potent CRF 450R unicam 4-stroke, and its suspension can only be described as state-of-the-art. It has a one-piece cast aluminum swing arm and ProLink rear suspension. Honda, best on earth. Remember, Honda recommends this ATV only for highly experienced riders 16 years or older and recommends all ATV riders to take a training course.
Pivotworks, the original bearing and seal kits, are the leaders in replacement bearings and seals for your motorcycle or ATV. All Pivotworks bearing and seal kits are manufactured to the highest industry standards. We don't just make replacement parts, we make them better. When the elements take their toll on your bearings and seals, avoid major expenses and replace them at a cost you can afford. For swing arm kits, linkage kits, shock bearing kits, and more, Pivotworks has them all. Pivotworks bearing and seal kits. Fast, easy, complete. Buy Pivotworks bearing and seal kits at your local dealer.
Welcome back. Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly. Woohoo! Woohoo! That's right. We got a big one. And this is a... we got a big one.
Wow.
Well, that wasn't supposed
to
come
Can we say
up.
That, Jack?
I've got a big one.
He's dialing. Actually, you know who's dialing, Chad?
Yes, I do.
Who's he dialing?
I'm not telling you.
And why don't I let you tell the story how we got hooked up with Jerry?
Actually, he's calling Jerry Bernardo, and Jerry, we got hooked up with him because him and my father were waiting on a flight in the Des Moines International Airport.
What's international about Des Moines, by the way?
I don't know. Maybe they have, Belgian waffles.
I don't
But, yeah, they're waiting for a flight to Milwaukee. My dad had no idea, who the guy was. He just started talking to him, and then turns out it's Jerry Bernardo. Said, hey, guess who I talked to the other day?
Is that true, Jerry, that you bumped into one of our co-hosts' father in the Des Moines International Airport?
Oh, are you talking to me? You sound very distant and far away.
Yeah, we're talking to you,
yep.
Jerry. Can you hear us better now?
No, you're kind of light.
I'm kind of light.
Actually, we're kind of heavy. You should see us in person.
Yep.
Jack, can we work on that at all? Is it working better? Well, joining us live from California, correct? Is that where you're
going? Yeah, sunny Southern California, man.
There's Jerry. We got him tuned in now.
Now, I want to know, do you have like a fuzzy wind cover over your phone at home?
Like we
do
have
I have
the
a
studio?
Fuzzy wind cover? I do live in the high desert, and it's always windy as hell at the afternoon.
Because I remember you always had the microphone with the furry microphone.
Oh, yeah, that's me and my cameraman, Doug Frankie's trademark. The little furry thing I stuck up under Jeff Gordon's helmet and pushed him out with some leopard skin. And smelled it. He didn't know if it was a bad gym sock or what.
And he found that offensive. Huh.
No, he actually didn't. He kind of, actually gave me his phone number.
That's an interesting way to get it.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
So where were you heading when my father met you in the Des Moines airport? You were heading to an Enduro or something?
So you're actually the guy, the motocrosser that I met your pop?
That's right.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, no, I was coming back from a hair scramble, a Bill Gussie OMA round in Walk-On. Walk-On, Iowa.
Yep.
Walk-On, whoa. Yeah, I was just chilling, and I had my helmet bag with me, and he kind of said, oh, you ride. One thing led to another. He was cool as hell. We had a good time. We were just talking about all sorts of stuff, mostly motorcycles and things like that.
Well, you get him going about motorcycles. He'll talk for days, that's for sure.
No, it was good. Yeah. No, it was fun, though. You know, usually when you're on a plane and you sit down next to someone, you don't talk to them because it's like opening up damn Jack in the Box, like Pandora's Box. You're like, how you doing? Hey, what do you do for work? Did I tell you about my kid? You know, he cut his toe off because he was using the lawnmower flip-flops, and I told him not to do that. We own a mine in Wyoming. And, man, you know, once it, like, I only ask you, did you have a nice day? And are you going to eat those peanuts? I want to hear about the dismembered toe flying through the air like a bad bratwurst accident.
Oh, I don't even know where to take it from there. But
you guys just start, and I'll just finish.
Oh boy!
You say one word, and I'll say the rest of the sentence.
Oh, that could definitely get us in trouble. I think Tony Tice has got a question for you.
No, well, okay. When we talked the other day, you started something about a lady with a Malcolm X shirt on.
Oh yeah. There was a really, really fat lady down the street from me. I mean, nothing wrong. They're all God's great creatures. Unfortunately, you know, a Jeopardy statistic is that 65% of Americans are overweight or have a problem with obesity. But this lady down the street, she come rocking outside with a Malcolm X T-shirt on and a frickin' helicopter tried to land on her back. It was sickening. Sickening, I say. Cereal bowl has a lifeguard.
When she sat around the house?
Oh, yeah. Her husband told me when she dances, the whole band skips.
It took her two loads to haul ass.
He can say ass, Jack.
I just got reminded, Jerry, that we are on live Clear Channel Radio, so I got to keep it within parameters.
Yeah, I guess I can't say
that
anymore.
Well, Jerry, let me
throw myself under the bus.
You know, what's funny is we're actually in a studio that's called The Bus 106.3.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is crazy. Hey, Jerry, how'd you get a start in motorcycles?
In motorcycles?
Yes.
In motorcycle television, or how did I get started with motorcycles?
Well, we'll start with your own personal life.
I never really rode motorcycles till I was older. I started riding bikes when I was like 25. My little brother had an SL70, and I think I was too busy like experimenting with things at Grateful Dead concerts and stuff. So I was kind of confused, and I wasn't sure if he had two bikes or one, and then it turned out it was double vision. So he was riding around having fun, and I was just going, wow. Wow.
Cool. So you didn't start till you're about 25, so how old are you now?
I'm 48.
Really? I never would have guessed that.
Yeah.
You're definitely much more immature than that.
I have the cosmetic surgery and, you know, computer-enhanced bubble I wear when I leave the house.
Oh, there you go.
I'm looking good.
Well, what about the TV career? How'd that get started?
I lived up in Wrightwood, California, and I was doing helmet painting. I had just moved out here, and I lived up in the mountains, and I kind of had like a little shed, literally. I didn't have a garage, so I bought this like 12x12 shed, and I'd just sit in there and paint helmets, and I had a compressor, and I'd spray in there. It was my own spray booth hell, you know?
Did you wear a mask?
Well, I wore the mask, but it's funny because I got spray, and then I'd just leave, and I'd go out, I'd walk around, and then when everything dissipated, I'd go back in there. But this guy, Joe Colombero, who worked for Suzuki, was in tight with Motor World, and he said, hey, you should do like a little feature on this kid, Jerry. He's pretty whacked out, and he paints pretty good lids. It would be a good piece. So they called me up, and I was really sarcastic on the phone until I actually heard the words, this is the producer at Motor World. And then I was all, hey, how's it going? What are you doing? What's up? Hey, look on TV, you know? Before, it was like, what? Fine, you know. They came out to my house and they shot some TV. I had like about 8 helmets I had painted and did a lot of monologues and just kind of triple Red Bull, talk too fast stuff. And one thing led to another, and they asked me if I wanted to host Motor World 2.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Whose lids have you painted? Anybody famous that we'd know?
Yeah, I painted, man, I've painted everything from the late Danny Hamill, famous desert racer. I painted some helmets for him. I painted helmets for the Red Bull KTM team that just rode the Dakar Rally. Desert races, Kevin Hines is a good friend of mine, a 1987 Enduro champion. I've been painting his helmets for 10 years. Tommy the Turtle Norton, winner of the Blackwater 100, only guy to ever win the Blackwater 100 on a 125. I painted a helmet for Lyle Lovett a couple of times.
He's a big rider, isn't
yep,
he?
Yep, he owned a shop in Houston, Lyle Lovett Motorsports, kind of good buddies with him.
Was it a KTM dealership?
They had a little bit of everything.
Because I remember he was on the cover of, I think it was
Rolling
Cycle News.
Yep.
And with a KTM.
And a Ducati.
Yeah, they had Kajiva and a bunch of other stuff.
How's he fit his helmet?
No, I mean, I've painted a lot of stuff. Not really big names, per se, you know?
You know, I've noticed lately, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like...
You're wrong.
You've been talking to my wife. So, it doesn't seem like anyone does the custom painted helmets like they used to 10 years ago. And to me, that's sad. I mean, that's when I was growing up, I'm like, man, I want to grow up and get myself a custom painted helmet to be all mine.
Well,
and now it's about selling crap.
Well, you and I both know that you could win a race with a white helmet. It really doesn't. You need suspension. You need motor. You need a steering stabilizer, you know, to go fast and to win. You need to be in shape. It don't matter. You could be the fastest. Ricky Carmichael could have a bone stock white helmet. He'd still kick everybody's ass, you know. And now that all these manufacturers are coming out, you know, with their own helmets, Moose has a helmet. One Industries has a helmet. Do you know what I mean? And the graphics are so cool. Why would you want to pay somebody $500 to paint a helmet? Because you know you're going to do a soil sample.
I'll tell you why. Because I know I'm not the fastest guy out there, but I look good.
Yeah, I look super sexy with my lid.
You know, it's sad. You know, you used to be able to order a plain white shell from about everybody. But, you know, I was going through the catalog today because I wanted to order a couple of helmets to get painted. I've got a painter that's coming to one of the shows that I'm doing. And it's hard to find those. I mean, a lot of companies aren't even making a plain white shell anymore, which is weird.
Yeah, well, they want you to, the guys at Arai have been wearing Arai helmets for 10 years, and, you know, they want you to, not me, because they know I'm a painter, but guys, friends I know, they're like, oh, well, we just want to send you stock graphics. They want you to run their product, you know?
Right.
So you sell their stuff, but.
Right.
So if someone wanted to get a helmet painted by you, what is the base price? Where do you start at?
That's like $500.
$500?
Yep.
What's the most expensive helmet you ever painted?
I'm not real like Troy Lee in that department. You know, his stuff starts at like $850, his base price thing.
Well, that's because those first two words you just said there that go on the helmet.
Right.
That's part of it.
I don't know. I think like $850 is the most. That's with the mural and all that crap, you know.
Awesome.
I'm not greedy. I just make it up on the volume. I don't even paint a whole bunch of lids. I do a lot of helmet painting for Red Bull. So I get a lot of different, not motorcycle lids, everything. You name it. Anybody that's wearing a helmet, like... Check this out. Hi, can you paint my helmet? I do hang gliding. I'm like, dude, if you fall from the sky, flimsy little ashtray you get on upside down, ain't going to do anything, son. You're going to look like just a big old splat.
Oh,
so did you paint it?
I painted all. It was funny. They called me up 2 months ago, and they're like, hey, we need 30 helmets. But we need them in a month flat for this one event. 30 motocross helmets. Can you do it? And I'm all, because I paint by myself. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. I painted all of them in 17 days flat. And my hands were so embedded with paint. I looked like I was stealing stuff out of the Crayola Crayon Factory for a week straight.
Smuggling it out.
No, it's great. My wife says, get away from me. Don't touch me.
Well, that's what wife usually says. So.
I don't need paint on my hands for that.
Maybe I do have paint on my hands. Mm. But, well, let's talk a little bit about some of your X Games experience and that sort of thing with ESPN. I'm sure you've got some pretty memorable things that have happened at some of these X Games.
Yeah, like right off the top of my head, like calling Moto X at the X Games with Cameron Steele sitting there. Rumor has it that Mike Metzger's going to throw back-to-back backflips. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Comes out, hucks a 45-footer, lands it, never even lets off the gas, and rolls into like an 80-foot backflip back-to-back. Man, I almost shot out of the chair. That was one of the coolest things ever. Back before that, Travis Pastrana launched, doing the same thing. Me and Cameron calling Moto X. The rumor has it Travis is going to launch his bike into the San Francisco Bay. boom, there he goes, right out of the course, up in the air, tries to do a one and a half, hucks his bike into the bay. That cost him like $10,000.
I say, that caused a little bit of controversy, didn't it?
Yeah, there was a little bit of problem there.
And it was great because the next year they had the guards.
Yeah, and the bay's destroyed anyhow. I mean, it's not perfect, so they're like, oh, you threw your bike in the bay. There's like four bodies down there watching them come in, you know, from some mafia stuff going on.
Jimmy Hoffa's like, oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, right. Hey, did you see that?
Oh, there's something else every day.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. I mean, to be like walking around during practice right down there on the floor, and when they land, you can feel the ground kind of vibrate and stuff. You know what I mean? Just being right there, the coolest seat in the house, you know?
It's amazing, too, that X Games, no matter what it is, and I'm a big snowmobile guy, and in that every year, there's a huge memorable moment, and no matter if it's the Winter X Games, the Summer X Games, no matter if it's skateboarding or BMX, there's something that's just off the wall at X Games. It's crazy.
Something epic. And, you know, they always challenge all the course builders. You know, it's bigger, it's better, it's X Games. It's like, I can remember so many times Dane Heron, who now works for Red Bull, was the course builder, dirt and snow, and every time we get to Winter X, they'd have him make it bigger. And he's got this huge, huge jump, like a 100-foot thing. And they're all looking at us, and they're going, nobody's going to be able to do anything just to make the jump from point A to point B, let alone a trick. But everybody rose to the occasion, and by the time the event went down, man, they were doing backflips and hocking it.
What did you think, and I'll let Dusty get on right after the break, but what did you think about the freestyle at the Winter X Games this year? Being kind of, everybody kind of was a downer for everybody. Kind of everything.
You know, it's funny. I announce a lot of freestyle. I went to the Krusty Tour in Australia 3 years, and I just did the Metal Militia Tour. So I'm like, I'm always around that stuff, and not to sound like it isn't amazing, but it's just kind of like, Southern California is so saturated with that sort of activity that you go out there and you throw a rock solid, which is a Superman seat grab. You're behind the bike, grabbing the seat, chest over the rear fender, and you let go. Hence, you're above the bike, not even touching it in a like a Christ position. It's amazing. And everybody goes, yawn. You know, Travis Pastrana just did the first ever double backflip.
Did you ever think you'd see that?
I haven't seen it. I only saw it in print. It was in the cup inside the second page of Racer X this month. It's unbelievable. Totally stomped the landing.
Oh, it's awesome. It's all over the internet now. It's on Racer X. It's actually DC Shoes was the first place that I saw it. I'm having one of his movie premieres for Nitro Circus 3, and I hadn't even seen it yet. And I went to DC Shoes, and there it is. It's on their website. Well, Jerry, can you hang on for just a 2 minute break? A 3 minute break. We're going to go to break really quick, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to finish up with some of your most memorable moments of everything.
All right.
Hang on a second, Jerry. This is Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly. We'll be right back after this short break. We've got to pay some bills.
Hot Cams has powerful choices, big or small. Whether you're running a CRF50 or a big, bad CRF450, Hot Cams is the hardware that delivers maximum power and performance with a minimum of installation. Hot Cams has been consistently voted a top product of the year. It's easy to make the upgrade. Hot Cams are designed to use stock valve springs and rockers, and upgrading to a performance camshaft is the best engine modification for the month. So when you want to get that hole shot, choose the performance leader. Hot Cams. Unleash the power within.
Pivotworks, the original bearing and seal kits, are the leaders in replacement bearings and seals for your motorcycle or ATV. All Pivotworks bearing and seal kits are manufactured to the highest industry standards. We don't just make replacement parts, we make them better. When the elements take their toll on your bearings and seals, avoid major expenses and replace them at a cost you can afford. For swing arm kits, linkage kits, shock bearing kits, and more, Pivotworks has them all. Pivotworks bearing and seal kits. Fast, easy, complete. Buy Pivotworks bearing and seal kits at your local dealer.
What's the real secret to horsepower? Not losing it. That's why motorcycle racing champions worldwide choose Engine-Ice High Performance Coolant, the number one motorcycle coolant and antifreeze. Engine-Ice High Performance Coolant is biodegradable, non-toxic, and reduces operating temperatures by as much as 50 degrees. Racers who've used Engine-Ice High Performance Coolant have won over 375 championships, and it offers excellent performance in all types of water-cooled motorcycles, ATVs, and snowmobiles. Demand the best. Demand Engine-Ice High Performance Coolant.
From our studios in Des Moines, Iowa, this is Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly. We'll be right back. Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
If you're looking for the most intense sport ATV out there, there's only one place to go. Storm Lake Honda in Storm Lake, Iowa. They've got this season's Formula USA Pro Quad Champion, the 2005 Honda TRX 450R. Its engine is based on the incredibly potent CRF 450R unicam 4-stroke, and its suspension can only be described as state-of-the-art. It has a one-piece cast aluminum swing arm and ProLink rear suspension. Honda, best on earth. Remember, Honda recommends this ATV only for highly experienced riders 16 years or older, and recommends all ATV riders to take a training course.
Pivotworks, the original bearing and seal kits, are the leaders in replacement bearings and seals for your motorcycle or ATV. All Pivotworks bearing and seal kits are manufactured to the highest industry standard. We don't just make replacement parts, we make them better. When the elements take their toll on your bearings and seals, avoid major expenses and replace them at a cost you can afford. For swing arm kits, linkage kits, shock bearing kits, and more, Pivotworks has them all. Pivotworks bearing and seal kits. Fast, easy, complete. Buy Pivotworks bearing and seal kits at your local dealer.
Some kids are obsessed with playing in the dirt. For them, Kawasaki offers a full line of off-road bikes. For younger kids learning to ride, the KDX 50 and the KLX 110 offer a world of fun and excitement, along with simple controls and low maintenance requirements that parents really appreciate. Both bikes feature automatic clutches and low centers of gravity and low seat heights for greater stability and handling. Designed for growing riders, the KLX 125 and KLX 125L have smooth, linear 4-stroke power and 5-speed transmissions with adjustable gear shift levers to accommodate different rider heights. To see the Kawasaki KDX 50, KLX 110, KLX 125, and KLX 125L off-road bikes, stop by Struthers Brothers North 2nd Avenue in Des Moines today. You'll discover that playing in the dirt has never been so much fun.
I don't know where we come up with this music, Jack. We find
it's
it somewhere.
Old 80s, man.
We dug it out of the basement.
It's the 80s.
Are you complaining about my music selection?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, do something about it.
Well, we're usually in the good studio. We're in the small studio tonight. But anyway, welcome back to Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly. Speaking of the 80s, Gary, you probably got some pretty fond memories of motocross in the 80s, don't you?
I don't know. I was just thinking of that song that you guys played, Segway, and ended up talking to me. And I was listening to music today, and they actually played Frank Zappa on the radio. So I've had stuck in my head all day, maybe you should stay with your mama. She can do your laundry and cook for you. Have you ever heard that song?
Yes.
Yeah. It's really kind of stupid and ugly, too. It was like he was talking to me, man.
I could so relate.
No, it's pretty funny. You never hear that stuff on the radio. Memories of motocross in the 80s?
The early 90s. I guess Dusty McDonald from Farm Boy Films here in the studio with us, and you had some names that you were going to throw up to him.
I remember the, like, I started riding in, like, 94, racing and everything, and you were on, like, you know, like, the Supercross and outdoors, stuff like that, and then into, like, the Moto Triple X, seeing a few little spots of those. Can you tell us anything about that? Like, what kind of good times it was?
What good times in the 80s and the 90s?
Yeah. Good times that are suitable for the radio.
If you get paid to go to motorcycle races and talk to people, and then you come home and you're like, man, that race was awesome. They were duking it out. You know, watching, like, Ricky Johnson just follow somebody at Southwick just with a puss full of roost, just never letting off, just stuck right there in the comet tail of a CR250, and you just sit there and go, wow, that's so dope. And you come home, and then all of a sudden there's a check. You're like, wow, here's a check.
You know you've made it then.
I don't know about made it, but it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I used to pour concrete when I was a kid, and any job you have to bend over for pretty much sucks.
Where are you from, Jerry, originally, back in the day?
Boston.
I just got back from Boston not too long ago. I saw the harbor.
Yep. Summer's over. No more sharks in the harbor.
Yeah.
Barbecue's in the yard.
We parked your car on the parkway.
Yep.
What brought you to, I mean, was the whole motorcycle scene and painting lids and all that brought you to the West?
I just never really stay in one place. I get distracted. I'm kind of like poster child for ADHD, you know what I mean? I smell race gas and I just follow it. It's like, you know, the wolf in the cartoon sets up off the ground a foot and there's the pie smoke and he's like, ooh, race gas. That's me.
Well, that's cool, man. Is Where's motocross going? I mean, you've seen it and you've been it and you lived it. I mean, it was, you know, most of your career has been involved with it. But where's it going, man? I mean, a lot has changed with the Carmichael, you know, scene and James and everything. It's all different, it seems like. Or is it different? What's your take on it?
Well, I don't like to generalize motorcycle racing into just motocross or supercross. To me, when I think motocross and supercross, I think commercials and being sold things. And somehow a damn motorcycle race broke out.
Yep.
You go to EA Supercross,
commercial. Yeah.
And they're trying to sell you a boat during the break. And that stuff just drives me mental, man. I want to see people ride. I want to see a race. Carmichael's just brought motocross to an all-new level. Everybody that, you know, like David Bailey had that famous saying, if you're not training, someone else is.
Right.
Well, that someone else right now is Ricky Carmichael. And Bubba has speed. But he was always joking about not training. All he ever had done, and this is from what I've heard, is he rode. He rode his ass off all the time. Well, now he can't catch that guy, Ricky Carmichael. He's got to go to the gym, so now he has a trainer. He's like, well, my program wasn't really working because I ended up taking a dirt nap, so I better get on the same program Ricky's on and
hey,
do some homework.
Hey, he turned the fastest lap time at the pole position
track.
Raceway track, and it was on Racetracks. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
He's
yeah.
well enough to go-kart Stewart, race.
He's though. Well enough to go-kart race now, so Stewart's back in the game. But no, what you mentioned was that you went to a commercial shooting and a race broke out. That's not far from the truth. I mean, especially with today's THQ Supercross, big clear channel events, you know, it's sad. Is that why you're so into, you know, off-road racing, enduros, and you're training to do some, and the desert racing? Is that because it's still kind of to the roots of the sport?
Well, it really has always been my forte. I mean, I was an off-road racer and still am to this day. I mean, I'm sitting here literally in my gear. I just got back from practicing because I'm going to race in Illinois. And I never really got the hang of doing the motocross thing that well. But I've always been able to haul ass in the woods, rocks, nasty roots, crap. I mean, if it's crappy and just stuff that would just kill you, that's exactly what I want to ride. I love that stuff.
Where at in Illinois are you going to race?
I'm going to ride another round of the OMA series, the Bill Gussie race in Morrison, Illinois this Sunday.
Right.
And you know that's Bill Gussie, he'll really have a little come to Jesus meeting ready for everybody with lots of logs and single track and nasty stuff.
That's that one that everybody talks about, right? I'm not really into enduro.
The Moose Run?
That's right? Is that
right?
It?
Well, actually, the Moose Run is held in Morrison, so
right.
It'll probably be a lot of the same stuff. And Bill Gussie, last time I went 2 weeks ago, he goes, we're going to get some of that piss and vinegar out of old Bonato. And he sure did, man. I was out there. I coughed up the lung I had left after the 70s, you know?
Hey, Jack, after the show, maybe you should go to the Clear Channel people and go, seriously, we need a delay button. Don't have a heart attack, man.
I haven't said anything bad yet.
That's what I say.
That's what
I told him earlier.
Say.
You know, he said a word earlier, and it's just another slang for face. Okay, Jack? It wasn't a bad thing.
Oh, did I say a bad word?
No.
Because I know some even worse words. We could practice them and see how the delay button works.
We don't have a delay button, unfortunately.
Oh, great. Now that I know that, guess what?
Just push the button on your phone if you need to, maybe. I don't
know. Can I tip my sponsor?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would like to say thank you to my sponsor, Tracy Bachman, who is sixth overall in the OMA Pro Series, in the pros. He has sponsored me for a CRF 250X out of Storm Lake Honda in Fort Dodge, and
yep.
It was just really cool. He invited me and Mark Correa, the journalist, out. We went riding with him and his buddies. We had a great time. He let me ride his bike. He says, man, I had so much fun. You know, I used to watch you on TV. If you ever want to come back and trail ride or if you want to do another race, I called him up. I'm like, hey, I'd like to come out to the next race. He said, you can ride my extra bike anytime. So Storm Lake Honda sponsors him. Inevitably, now they're sponsoring me. So I just wanted to thank him and those guys for what it's worth over the years.
We just
know?
Had the Storm Lake guys on last week. They're
yep.
pretty cool guys.
Yeah, Jeff.
They give a lot back to the sport.
Well, yeah, that's great. And Jeff has actually been, and Larry up at Storm Lake Honda, the owners up there, have been the sponsors of this radio show ever since the first show went on the air. So Storm Lake Honda has been with us forever. So
if you get a chance, and you, I don't know if they're listening or whatever, but if you talk to them, just make sure that I tried to pimp them on the radio because I really do appreciate I always let everybody ride my extra stuff out here, so it's cool when somebody does it to you. not very often you get to fly to a race and get a loaner bike, and then you don't have to do the filter. Have a nice day, Tracy. Burp, 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 and I'm gone.
Yep, yep.
So,
go ahead, Dusty.
So, Jerry, I live actually about half an hour from Fort Dodge, and I rode there my whole life, actually with Tracy, and I've like known him since I was about eight. But did you actually say you went riding in Fort Dodge? Or?
Yeah, we went riding across the street from Gino Yoder's house.
All right, yeah, Yoder, yep.
In all that tight, nasty, woodsy, off-camber, up-and-down stuff, it was fun.
Yeah, I was just there this weekend riding with Teddy Mayer and Cody Gilmore, some team.
Teddy Mayer, isn't that the kid that rides Supercross and Motocross?
Yeah, he rides for Richmond Kawasaki.
Yeah, yeah, because we were sitting there watching him ride right on his track and stuff.
Did you ride at the new OHV park up there, too?
No, we just did that one day. It was on a Wednesday. We went and rode with the custom car builder. I think his name's Roger Berman.
Yeah, yep. Berman has a... He used to have the Berman ride. Used to be... There'd be 80, 90 people come in town
for
one day.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that guy ain't slow.
Those
guys were hauling butt in the tights up. I was riding second to last. Tracy stayed behind me just to make sure I didn't get lost because there's a lot of little rights and lefts. I'm like, dude, don't let me get lost because I'll start freaking out. You'll find me naked. I'll be running around the woods in my helmet screaming because I feel like I'm lost.
Yeah.
And I'm not slow. Don't get me wrong. I'm not the fastest guy, but I definitely do not go slow. And I was trying to catch them guys and... Of course, they know the trails, and they've been riding there their whole lives, but that Roger Berman, man, he was just winging it.
Yeah, I think Berman used to be like a factory three-wheeler rider or something like that.
Really don't want that to get out.
Actually, we've had a lot of the three-wheeled guys on lately, or former guys, you know.
That's going to really work with a supermodel. Hey, how you doing? I noticed you're hot. Hey, did I tell you I was a factory three-wheel rider? where's that delay button now?
Jimmy White style. Back
there
in
you go. Jimmy White.
Back in the day, Jimmy, I appreciate that we threw a shout-out to him. But, well, Jerry, we're sadly running out of time. We're almost to the wrap-up. But you know what? Tomorrow morning, I'm making the call to Jeff Schultz, the owner of Storm Lake Honda, and we're going to make sure that he knows that how much you appreciated that.
Yep, I really do. I do fool around a lot, but I did want to say thanks to them. And Tracy told me if I ever had a chance to thank Storm Lake Honda, please do so.
We bet. Hey, Jerry, can we have you back on the show again sometime? This has been great.
Only if I can drink and say bad things.
Hey, well, I'll tell you what. Next time you're in town, we'll buy the drinks. On down.
We'll do the X-rated show.
You know, just real quick in closing, because, you know, for years I've been on TV and everybody thinks I'm whacked out and all this crazy stuff. I haven't drank in 16 years. Drugs, drank, nothing. Lived a clean lifestyle. And
awesome. People
are always come up to me, dude, you want a beer? Want to smoke a joint? I'm like, you don't even know. I'm really normal. I just say dumb stuff. Leave me alone.
We got a lot in common then.
Well, this is... Well, it's been Jerry Bernardo. We want to thank you. And we got to go, but this is Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly. We'll be right back.
Get the statement with your truck. Ice Truck Works, 10860 Hickman Road in Clyde, is ready to pit your ride. They can lift your truck, have lots of chrome, have you rolling on 28-inch wheels, and add a complete audio-video setup. Ice Truck Works has it all. Maybe you're not quite sure what you want to do with your ride. Come in, check out their awesome showroom, and let them help you decide what's best for your truck.
It's outrageous stuff.
Ice Truck Works also carries the latest in Toyo tires, allowing you to run a larger diameter wheel without compromising your ride, and still giving you that sleek, sporty look, or the big, beefy look you crave. The one that has your truck asking, what's for dinner tonight? Stop in at 10860 Hickman Road in Clyde, or call 270-1602. That's 270-1602. Ice Truck Works now offers 90 days same as cash with approved credit. Ice Truck Works, changing the way you customize your ride.
Well, welcome back, and I don't know in any way, shape, or form how we can top Jerry. That was absolutely insane. We want to basically thank Jerry Bernardo for that last segment. It was
off
awesome.
Off the charts.
Off the charts. We definitely want to have him back. This is the award ceremony. The award ceremony is brought to you by our friends at Fast Company. Fast Company setting new innovative standards of products, quality customer service. Try Fast Company's Okay. Quit bouncing on your chair over there. It makes me lose my train of thought every time, Chad. Anyway, try Fast Company's new Flex handlebar system with their 30-day money-back guarantee, or maintain your wheels like a factory mechanic with their patented spoke torque wrench. Check out their website at fastco.com for more of the latest integrative ideas.
Innovative.
Innovative. Thanks, Chad.
No problem.
Well, it's been a great show.
You're just lucky I lost my rubber band.
And I always can count on you when I'm really trying to
thanks, Dusty. There
it is. At these lines. Because you know, Scott is, as much as we want to say it, Scott is the radio guy. I mean, we're just all a bunch of dumb dirt bikers.
Yeah.
Or road racers.
I started off smart, but then a long series of crashes, you know.
maybe Tony's the only smart one out of the group that has stayed on the pavement.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Maybe the pavement hurts more.
Maybe. Hey, you know, that's not true.
Jack is the radio guy, but
he's at the helm of the mothership. I said it.
Turning the dials and twisting the knobs and tweaking the tweakers and whatever.
He's the Scotty to our Kirk.
Right. Well, you know, we got to run down this list of who we need to thank for this segment. You know, we had the guys from Tough Racing up first, Dave Anilak and Jeff Northrup and Brock Sellers. Those guys were great. Best of luck. Opening round of Arena Cross is next weekend for National Arena Cross. And then in 2 weeks, it opens for the Buku Series. And also, too, in 2 weeks is Des Moines. So that's coming right up real quick. Dusty McDonald, thank you for coming in tonight. Farm Boy Films. You're like a top-selling movie. I mean... director.
Did you get the chicks with that? Hey, I made a movie.
No, actually.
Or did that kind of scare them away? Like, oh, God, what kind?
No, actually, at X Games this year, I was with Kenny a lot, so I just said I was Travis Pastrana.
Oh, yeah, that worked.
It worked once, and I had my hair dyed jet black, and the girl goes, really? You look taller on TV.
I was going to say, they didn't notice the height difference, huh?
I guess
not. Did you
not.
Have to give the thumbs up a lot?
I did. I gave the thumbs up. Mine doesn't quite go like Travis. He's got a lot longer thumb than I do, but...
Well, and then that second hour, a crazy, crazy winning streak. Ryan Moss, awesome off-road rider. The best of luck at the Red Bull Last Man Standing. And then, got to go back to it, finishing up Jerry Bernardo.
The incredible Jerry Bernardo.
That was incredible. By far.
I'd like to thank Jerry Bernardo.
Bernardo. Well, we're going to have a set show for next week. Ivan Tedesco was supposed to be on tonight.
Hot sauce.
Ivan Tedesco wants to talk about some controversies that may be looming with the young Alessi boys that happened.
Oh, quit beating around the bush. Just say, Ivan Tedesco, do you want to kick his butt or what?
Yeah, we need to talk about that with Ivan.
Don't be off.
Hopefully next week we're going to have that. We should have a pretty stacked show. And Jack, I think Scott will be back. You're shaking your head. Yes, Scott will be back next week. And Tony should be back in the coming weeks.
You should get Matt Walker on, too, with that same show. I think that'd be a good conversation.
Yeah. I'd like to know what he was thinking, what he did. Because I don't know what happened
and
for
Matt
sure.
And Matt Walker turned around and did that.
I think he went to go defend his teammate.
Yeah.
I've actually hung out with him at the regionals before, back when he was on Plano Honda. Or Planet Honda, I can't remember which. But he's actually a pretty cool kid. So.
Cool. Well, hey, thanks, everybody, for listening. It's been a great show. This has been Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly. Thanks for joining us, and good night.